This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hour number two, countdown to kickoff, wild card Saturday in the National Football League. What a time to be alive. What a weekend we have ahead of us. Westwood One NFL analyst Ryan Leaf will be on the call of the Panthers-Rams game on national radio later this afternoon, along with Jason Benetti. Ryan Leaf will join us coming up in about 20 minutes, talking all things wild card weekend in the NFL. Best bets for all the games this weekend will close the show, along with thy royal prop king. We started the show, though, talking about what we saw last night. The beatdown, the annihilation, the devastation, the obliteration, the evisceration of the Oregon Ducks at the hands of Kurt Cignetti, Fernando Mendoza, and the Indiana Hoosiers. 56-22 final score, if you missed it, and the game probably, honestly, not even as close as the final score indicates, and Indiana won by 34. Kurt Cignetti, what he's done at Indiana, one win away from a national championship. 7.5-point favorite next Monday night in Miami against Miami for the national championship. There's no analog that exists in American sports history for what Kurt Cignetti has done at Indiana. I look at him as Heisenberg from Breaking Bad. Say his name, Google him, he is the one who knocks. And if you're a Las Vegas Raiders fan today, and I know miserable season, Pete Carroll fired, offensive line terrible, number one pick in the NFL draft, I think today's a great day for you. And hopefully, you were doing cartwheels last night, watching Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Fernando Mendoza slicing and dicing the Oregon defense, making every throw you could possibly want a quarterback to make, showing escapability in the pocket, moving around, running for first downs, spin moves, hitting that circle button. I think yesterday was the best day for the Las Vegas Raiders, the Raiders franchise, wherever they're playing, whatever city they're in, since the Oakland Raiders beat the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game in 2002. Because now Mendoza's going to be your franchise quarterback in all likelihood. And do I think Mark Davis and Tom Brady should write a blank check for Kurt Cignetti to come coach the Raiders with Mendoza? Of course. How could you not think that? Hoosiers, a 7.5-point favorite in the Natty, coming up Monday night, January 19th, against the Hurricanes. I kind of want to bet Miami, which probably tells you Indiana's the right bet in the game. We'll talk about that as we move towards that game on the weekday edition of You Better You Bet, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Westwood One Sports, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can hit me up on all socials at the Kostos. Got into many of the games. Wild Card Weekend gave you all the big storylines. My betting takes on the games. We'll finalize the betting card at the end of the show. The one game of the five this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Texans Steelers coming up on Monday night, that we didn't get to is Sunday Night Football with the Patriots and the Chargers in Foxborough. New England at BetMGM right now is a 3.5-point home favorite in the game. The total is 45.5. So the under getting bet a little bit in the game. The big piece of injury news in this game, and it's good news for the Chargers, it looks like the Chargers will have the services of first-round rookie running back Omarion Hampton, who barely practiced this week after not playing in Week 18, but Hampton telling reporters yesterday that he's going to play in the game. So not 100%, obviously, but it feels like more likely than not that the Chargers will have their number one running back to play the New England Patriots on Sunday night. And last week, in Week 18, the L.A. Chargers sat all their starters, and the Broncos end up smashing them in the game, and Denver, by virtue of that win, gets home field advantage in the bye in the AFC playoffs. And you can certainly say, and it's correct to say, that Jim Harbaugh did the right thing by sitting his starters. Most notably, star quarterback Justin Herbert, who's basically like the NFL quarterback equivalent of the knight from Monty Python, like playing without limbs, like broken bone in his hand, without his two starting, like all-pro offensive tackles, Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt, just getting smashed all season long and hanging in the pocket. He's a tough son of a bitch, man, Justin Herbert. Had a great season for the Bolts. So yeah, made sense to sit him in a game that didn't really matter for the Chargers last week, and just in terms of playoff seeding. But in addition to Harbaugh getting the benefit of getting his team healthier last week and treating it kind of like a preseason game to a degree, I actually think this worked out in terms of the opponent for the Chargers. And if you're listening to this right now in the New England area, watching this from the New England area, I sincerely do not mean that to be disrespectful to Drake May, Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, and the New England Patriots. I'm a huge Drake May fan. I loved him last year. I bet the Patriots to make the playoffs before the year. Did I think this would happen? No. But I'm not surprised that the Patriots are really good, with a really good head coach in Mike Vrabel and a stud young quarterback in Drake May. But let's call a spade a spade. The Patriots' defense is not one to write home about. And if you're a Chargers fan, and I don't know how many there are, but if you're a Chargers fan, and your offensive line stinks the way theirs does, like not a point that's debatable that the Chargers' offensive line is the weak spot of the team, like this would be the opponent you'd want to face. Because they don't have a great pass rush, the Patriots. And again, if you're a big Patriots fan, like spot the lie. Have I told a lie? No. And I'm not saying the Chargers should be favored in the game. Like, New England should be favored in the game. And Drake May should be an MVP candidate. I think Matthew Stafford should probably win, but if Drake May wins, I'm not going to be upset about it. That's how good he was. But if you wanted to draw up an opponent for the Chargers to potentially have success against, it would be this one. Where maybe the Patriots can't get home. Maybe the Patriots can't pressure Justin Herbert. And if that's the case, you don't think Justin Herbert can throw the ball successfully on this Patriots defense? Like, you don't think that can happen? So yesterday, and the NFL All-Pro, is this true that the All-Pro list just came out here on Saturday morning? Matthew Stafford was named first-team All-Pro. Now, I believe last year that Lamar Jackson was named first-team All-Pro and then Josh Allen won MVP. So we don't have to, like, look too much into that Stafford was named first-team All-Pro. Like, last year, first-team All-Pro quarterback did not win MVP. Josh Allen did. So this doesn't mean that Drake May can't win, but I do think that that's a little interesting, right? Yesterday, Friday, Friday, on You Better You Bet, I was joined by my friend, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola. And Rob said something, and I really respect Rob, and he's very respected in the sports betting community. He said something I thought was interesting, and I can't disagree with it. That this feels like a game that has what we call extreme outcomes, where, like, why can't the Chargers win this game if they can protect Justin Herbert or cover a 3.5-point spread? But also, what if Drake May and the Patriots offense goes nuclear in the game? Certainly can happen. Or Herbert's hand isn't 100% healthy. The Patriots could win this game by double digits. So my betting opinion on the game, I think the Chargers are going to keep this game close, and I think they can win. But I don't have to be right. I'm wrong all the time. Just ask my wife. So if you like New England, I would lay Patriots -6.5, -9.5. New England could win this game big. Doesn't have to be a close New England win. What do I want to do? I think the Chargers will keep the game close. I like the Chargers to cover the spread. And I actually think the Chargers are going to win the game. You better you bet. Wild Card Saturday. Westwood One Sports with me, Nick Costos, and you, whoever the hell you are. The show presented by BetMGM. Ryan Leaf is going to join us in a little bit. But before we're joined by Westwood One NFL analyst and former NFL quarterback Ryan Leaf, I'd like to fill out my Super Bowl NFL playoff bracket. And there's a couple things I'd like to accomplish with this segment, if you will indulge me. First, you know, I want to give you my opinion, obviously, because I've got the microphone. This is also meant to be an exercise for you, the listener, and you, the viewer, to, like, listen and watch along with me. And you don't have to agree with me. I can be wrong. What do you think's going to happen? And even if you don't bet, which is totally fine, I think it's really fun to think about, right? You would have to agree with that. Fun to think about who's going to play and win the Super Bowl. And if you do bet, maybe you stumble upon a Super Bowl exact matchup bet that you can place, where you can get a big price on something, on one of these matchups, right? Or maybe you figure out, oh man, like I actually really like this team and the path they have to get to and win the Super Bowl. Maybe you place a bet. And please, of course, always bet responsibly. So we'll start in the AFC. The Broncos are the one seed with home field advantage, so we'll leave Denver alone for just a moment. Patriots Chargers coming up tomorrow night. I absolutely think the Chargers can win this game. And even more so than that, like, can the Patriots go to the Super Bowl? Of course they can. They definitely can. And I do have some Super Bowl exactas placed from a while back that have the Patriots in them. But I don't like this Patriots defense when it comes down to it. I'm not saying they can't get there. Not trying to be a hater. I know fan bases are sensitive. I'm a Giants fan. I can be sensitive. I don't mean it as an insult. For the purposes of this conversation, I'll take the Chargers to win the game as the 7th seed. So give me the Chargers to beat the Patriots tomorrow night. Jaguars and the Bills tomorrow in the 3-6 matchup. And I said this last hour, and in case anyone missed it, again, even if you don't bet, isn't this interesting to think about, that the Jaguars are now favored in the game against the Buffalo Bills. Bills open to favorite, have been favored all week. And as we approach kickoff, and the Bills are usually the team that gets bet on game day. So maybe that'll happen tomorrow. Maybe the Bills close a 2.5-point road favorite. I have no idea. But as of right now, the Jaguars are favored. And I disagree with that. I think Josh Allen does put the Superman cape on. And I like the Bills to beat the Jaguars tomorrow. So give me Buffalo to beat the Jags. So I have the 6 and 7 seeds advancing in the AFC playoffs thus far. And yes, I do think this is a wide-open playoff field. How could it not be if it doesn't include Mahomes, Lamar, and Burrow? Monday Night Football. The 4-seed Pittsburgh Steelers, a home underdog against the Houston Texans. I have said all week on You Better You Bet. I said it on Pittsburgh radio yesterday. I think the Steelers are going to win. And I think Pittsburgh +3 is the easiest bet on the board. I don't trust Houston's offense. Houston's offensive line is still not very good. And I think T.J. Watt and company can impact C.J. Stroud in the Texans' offense. D.K. Metcalf back off of his suspension. Give me the Steelers to win. And that will set up a divisional round of the AFC playoffs where we will get the 1-seed Broncos hosting the 7-seed Chargers. I'd like to make a case for L.A. in the game, but this is where the Chargers' lack of a great offensive line will hurt them in Denver at altitude against that Broncos pass rush, Nick Benito and company. I'll take the Broncos over the Chargers. And in the Steelers-Bills divisional round game in Pittsburgh, I think that game would go like it did in the regular season, and the Buffalo Bills would beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Which means we would get an AFC Championship game, a rematch of the 1991 AFC Championship game. That one was played in Western New York. Bills beat John Elway and the Broncos 10-7 en route to losing and getting blown out by the then Washington Redskins in Super Bowl 26 in Minneapolis. Bills at Broncos. I'll take Josh Allen over Bo Nix. I have Buffalo winning the AFC. Bills +500 is the price. Now, doesn't have to go that way. The Bills can lose tomorrow. This is my bracket. you can figure out what yours is as well. To the NFC. I got the Packers over the Bears tonight, so I have the 7 seed advancing in both conferences. Green Bay over Chicago tonight. To everyone listening on 670, The Score in Chicago, I promise I don't hate your team. Next year, we can talk about the Bears maybe winning the Super Bowl. This year, I don't see it. And of course, Chicago can win. I'll take the Packers to win the game tonight. The 3 seed Eagles, I think, will handle the Niners tomorrow. And I think San Francisco's awesome, and I love Kyle Shanahan, but they're the walking wounded. Philly wins. And I think the Rams will, I don't know if they'll cover the spread, but I do think they will beat the Panthers today. So Packers, Eagles, Rams, winners this weekend in the NFC playoffs, which would set up divisional round in the NFC. Another Seahawks-Packers playoff game. What could go wrong for Green Bay? The 1 seed Seahawks with home field, hosting the 7 seed Packers. I take Seattle to win. And then you would get, in my opinion, the 2 best teams in the league. And I think one of these 2 teams will win the Super Bowl, the Eagles or Rams. And maybe it's the Rams, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Rams did beat the Eagles. But Philly's the home team in the game. I'll take the Eagles to beat the L.A. Rams, if that's the matchup on divisional weekend. Which means we get an NFC Championship game in Seattle, Eagles at Seahawks. And here's where I step off the Sam Darnold train, and I'll back the Eagles to win the NFC, plus 425. Which means we get Super Bowl 60, a rematch of a game that we saw at the end of December with the Eagles and the Bills. And Philly won that game. You know, the Bills go for 2 at the end, and Josh Allen misses Khalil Shakir wide open, and the Eagles win that game. And I think the Eagles would handle the Bills in the Super Bowl if they played. I don't think the game would be as close as it was in the regular season. So if you agree with me, Eagles versus Bills, exacta, 50-1 right now at BetMGM. BetMGM also has a Super Bowl MVP market open right now, and obviously bet responsibly. This can be a betting conversation or something that's fun to think about. Who do you, the listener, you, the viewer, think is going to win the Super Bowl? You're going to get a really good price if you want to bet that. Put a couple bucks on it now, obviously, before any of the games are played. So if the Eagles play the Bills, I think the Eagles would run it down their throat. Saquon Barkley is a huge price right now to win MVP. He would be my choice at the moment, Saquon Barkley, to win Super Bowl Most Valuable Player. Now, maybe you're listening, watching, and you're like, man, I actually think it's going to be Denver in the AFC. And I love the Rams. Or maybe you love the Seahawks. Or you think the Bears can make a run. Or hell, maybe it's Drake May and the Patriots. You can be right. And that's what's so much fun about this particular postseason. More than so many others, we are looking at something that is wide the F open, especially in the AFC. NFC, I think it's between the Eagles, the Rams, and the Seahawks, and I would put the Seahawks 3rd on that list. But in the AFC, the only 2 teams that I think can't get there are the Steelers, because I don't think they have the oomph on offense, and the Chargers because of the offensive line. You can make a case for any of the other 5 teams to potentially get there. Isn't that awesome? Isn't it absolutely the best? We'll close the show coming up about 25 minutes from now with all the bets for tonight in the wild card rounds of the playoffs and for tomorrow as well. Ryan Leaf's going to join us on the other side. And how about this? And this is per NFL media insider Ian Rappaport, who just tweeted that the Green Bay Packers and head coach Matt LaFleur will meet shortly after the season ends to discuss extending his contract, with both sides hoping for a great outcome. Okay. I'm going to translate this for everyone. LaFleur's contract expires after next season. This may, like I said it last hour, don't be shocked if the Packers lose tonight and they fire Matt LaFleur, or they mutually agree to part ways. Like, the groundwork is being laid for it right now, that both sides are hoping for a great outcome. That doesn't mean you're going to get the great outcome. Like, the groundwork is being laid for a potential Matt LaFleur leaving the Green Bay Packers if tonight's game does not go well, and maybe if they lose next weekend as well. John Harbaugh's looming. We'll see what happens with the Bills tomorrow with Sean McDermott. Ah, man, the coaching carousel in full swing in the NFL. Take a quick break. On the other side, Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback, Westwood One NFL analyst, will be on the call. National Radio Today with Jason Benetti of the Panthers and the Rams will join me, Nick Costos, and you, our listening and viewing audience, to talk all things Wild Card Weekend on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Fox Sports, courtesy of The Call, back on November 30th. The Carolina Panthers upset the Los Angeles Rams, winning the turnover battle 3-0, 7-15 on third down, 3-3 on fourth down. Panthers still won the game, though. Got to give them credit. They hope to pull a similar upset today against the LA Rams to advance to the divisional round of the playoffs. Westwood One NFL analyst Ryan Leaf will join us in just a moment. He will be on the call nationally of the game along with Jason Benetti later on Saturday afternoon. But we got to tell you for a moment about our show sponsor and title sponsor, BetMGM. Because the biggest games of the year, they're kicking off. And we want you to use an odds boost token to score a bigger payout if your pro football playoff bet wins. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. Joining us right now, the aforementioned. I haven't spoken to him since Radio Row at the Super Bowl last year. I think he's so good in this role, and I'm so thrilled to have him on the show here to break down Wild Card Weekend and the Panthers and the Rams. Former NFL quarterback Ryan Leaf on Twitter, at Ryan D. Leaf. And just wanted to give a shout-out to my guy Scott Graham, will be the studio host all weekend long for Westwood One's coverage of the NFL playoffs. Ryan, Nick Costos here. You better, you bets countdown to kickoff. Very much appreciate the time. Happy NFL playoffs, my friend, to you and yours.
Oh, it's here. It's so glorious. It's playoff season. That's my favorite weekend of the year, wild card weekend. I think probably the divisional round may be my favorite ultimately, but it's, you know, back-to-back weekend, so how can you complain?
I guess divisional weekend, there's less games, right? Divisional weekend, but usually divisional weekend, you get the real deal Super Bowl contenders. But to your point, they are both absolutely exceptional and can't wait for it. And Ryan, I'd love to go and get and go in chronological order and get your takes on all the games this weekend. But let's start with the one you and Jason Benetti will be calling nationally later this afternoon on Westwood One, the Panthers and the Rams in Carolina. Now, the Panthers, obviously, they upset the Rams like 5 weeks ago, not that long ago. Carolina won. Betting market thinks the Rams are going to win and win big, about a 10, 10.5 point road favorite. How do you see the game playing out, Ryan? And a key to victory here for the team that you think will win the game is what and why?
Well, yeah, it was just, you know, at the end of November for the Rams. I'm watching the game right now, replaying. They went down on the first drive, the Los Angeles Rams, easy score to Devontae Adams right in the red zone. But the difference in this game, weather got a little nasty. Matthew Stafford threw a couple interceptions, and Bryce Young didn't turn it over. And that's how that was the recipe to win. I think there are a few things that are going to play into it for today. I think weather's going to be an issue. It could be very sloppy, like it was a week ago for Carolina, who I thought offensively played really well against Tampa Bay in that type of weather, Bryce Young in particular. I don't think Los Angeles does necessarily well in bad weather. You look at the divisional round last year, the loss in Philadelphia. They probably should have won that game if it weren't for the weather and the snow. So I think that becomes a problem. And then J.C. Horn coming back is a big deal at the corner position. I think his ability to match up against the wide receivers, because it's going to be a full-day sucker going up against this crew with Devontae Adams back. Nothing against my old Coug and Shaw Smith Wade, but having J.C. Horn back is a big deal for this defense. And then they just played more zone coverage than any defense in the entire country, in the entire league. They just absolutely keep everything in front of them. Not a lot of man coverage. They don't get beat deep. They have fewer 20-plus yard plays through the air than only two NFL teams in all the land. So they keep it in a game. I mean, you look at their schedule this year, and you know there wasn't many opportunities where they just got blown out. They got blown out against the Patriots in New England, but you know, one possession games pretty much throughout the year in wins as well as losses. So they're always in the football game. Whether they get it done or not, that's a different story. So I expect them to be in this football game, plain and simple.
So I'm not trying to put words in your mouth here, and this does not have to be Ryan Leaf is endorsing a bet on the game, but just because I think this stuff's really interesting, it sounds like, Ryan, like you think this is going to be a close game today, right? Maybe that doesn't mean it comes down to the wire, but it at least sounds like you think the game is going to be close. Do I have that right? Am I speaking out of turn when I say that? And do you think the Panthers are going to pull the outright upset today against the LA Rams?
I don't think they're going to pull the outright upset. I do think with that, you know, when you get to playoff time, and I'm always fearful of double-digit spreads, you know, even in the regular season. I love to kind of look at those types of games, and so I do like the Panthers plus the points in this game. I think that's a win, because they just play one possession games. They just do. They have this game manager role by a guy by the name of George Lee, and he is exceptional in terms of getting Dave Canales in good situations. In fact, Canales calls him unbelievable in terms of making the games close. And because they've struggled offensively to kind of find their role, bringing along Bryce Young, you know, using young wide receivers, Xavier Leggett last year, Tet McMillan this year as a rookie, you know, bringing those, Jalen Coker's a year two guy out of Holy Cross. And so they haven't been necessarily explosive. They've had to play tough, close games. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if this game came down to, you know, Rams by a touchdown, or if you can get the half a point at 10.5, you know, that would be great, because if the Rams win 30-20, that wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah, so we have right now the Panthers getting bet in the market, Ryan, here as we do this Saturday morning, and I know the show replays throughout the day, but as it stands at this moment right now, Carolina 10.5 is the side that's getting bet. Maybe we see this close with the Rams, a 10-point road favorite in Carolina. Can't wait for you and Jason Benetti, the call nationally on Westwood One. Let's spin around the rest of Wild Card Weekend here, and Ryan, would love to get your opinion on tonight's game. That'll be our friends Ryan Radke and Mike Golic Sr. on Westwood One for the Packers and the Bears, part three of this rivalry this year at Soldier Field. Both teams winning at home, but despite that, Ryan, The Green Bay Packers, a favorite in this game at BetMGM. Green Bay, a 1.5-point road favorite. Total in the game, 44.5. Potential snow in the forecast. Obviously, wind, as one might expect. Outdoors, night, January, windy city. What do you think we see tonight, part three, Green Bay and Chicago?
Well, that line doesn't surprise me. I was on the call in Chicago a few weeks ago for that matchup, and the Packers did everything worldly possible to lose that game. They were in the red zone six times in the red zone and came away with 6 points. They also gave up an onside kick, which only happened five times up to that point. They lost their quarterback to a concussion right before halftime. I mean, they absolutely did everything. They gave up a last-minute touchdown on an all-out blitz, and then, of course, fumbled on a fourth down in overtime while they were going in for a possible, leading touchdown. So it doesn't surprise me at all. They've dominated this series. If Chicago got something and some sort of confidence back with that win and the way they did it, it was kind of how they've won games all year long. But then, you know, what do? They go out and lose the final two games of the season to San Francisco on the road in a really good game. And then that game at home to finish the year against the Detroit Lions. So I don't quite know. Green Bay then went on, didn't play Jordan Love and lost the final two games too. So, you know, it's not that these two teams are coming in on any big winning streaks, but it is a rivalry. Coach LaFleur, Matt LaFleur, certainly knows how to win against the Chicago Bears. So it doesn't surprise me at all that the Pack are favored in this game.
Yeah, Green Bay, as it stands right now, a 1.5-point road favorite at the Bears tonight. Just last one on this game, Ryan. I'm curious if you agree or disagree with my sentiments here. As it stands right now, it doesn't look like the wind is going to be too crazy for tonight's game. And I like Green Bay in the game, and I've been consistent on that all week. If the wind is going to be nuts tonight for this one, I actually think it benefits Chicago because I like the Bears' offensive line and I like their run game with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manun guy. Do you agree with that sentiment that, like, you know, we listen to the game on Westwood One, you watch the game on TV, and the goalposts are swirling and the crowd's going nuts? Would that benefit the Chicago Bears if the wind is nuts tonight at Soldier Field?
Well, it was nuts 3 weeks ago. I mean, it was crazy. They had to start the kicks outside the uprights and get them to curve back in. So both these teams have experienced that in this atmosphere. Jordan Love only played a half of it. So maybe that, benefits Chicago. But I think when you put it in that situation, both quarterbacks are clearly capable of playing in that. I think both teams can run the ball incredibly well. I'm with you. I do like Chicago's offensive line a little bit more, but it's not something that I think gives any team in this situation some sort of advantage.
You better, you bet. Countdown to kickoff, Wild Card Saturday in the National Football League. Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports, joined by Westwood One NFL analyst Ryan Leaf. He is on Twitter at Ryan D. Leaf. Ryan, let's look ahead to Sunday's games, and man, the Bills and the Jaguars is going to be fascinating. Kevin Kugler, Mike Mayock will be on the call for Westwood One, and this morning, Ryan, we have seen the Jacksonville Jaguars have flipped in the betting market where the Jags are now favored against Buffalo. And I've been saying all week, no excuse for Josh Allen and the Bills to not only win this game, but to win the AFC with no Mahomes, Lamar, and Burrow. I'm going to keep this one really simple for you, right? And if you don't have a strong opinion, that's okay, but I feel like the question needs to be asked. Who wins tomorrow and why? The Bills and the Jaguars in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I think this is the most fascinating playoff game of the weekend. I was kind of secretly hoping I might get this one to call, but they have a great crew on the call there for that one. I'm with you. I think that if you're Buffalo and you're Sean McDermott and this team, you have to feel incredibly confident going into this playoffs because of those three names you mentioned that are not in the playoffs this year. I mean, they are the lone team in the AFC that has a ton of experience. Now, Jacksonville does too. Listen, Trevor Lawrence has been in the playoffs. They made it to the divisional round and that great comeback win against the Chargers in the wild card a few years back. They're playing at a very high level. They're running the ball. I think Travis Etienne has really come on now as a real weapon in this offense. The connection with him and Trevor is really connected right now. So, you know, it's a difficult out. They're scoring a lot of points. They showed going on the road and really bringing down a Denver Broncos team as the number one seed a few weeks ago shows they're a real problem. Playoff football is different. It just is. You know, we'll see how they respond. Liam Cohen's first playoff game as a head football coach. Duval County is going to be going nuts tomorrow. And then you have the settling factor of Josh Allen. What makes Buffalo great is James Cook. I mean, as good as Allen is, and I get it, James Cook is the reason why they'll ultimately win. If they can be balanced running the football using not only Josh Allen's arm but legs along with the James Cook, I think he has to get at least 20 carries in this football game. And I like Buffalo just because I like their past, their experience in all this. And I expect them to win, but I'm not going to just hand it over to New England or Denver or Jacksonville or Houston until they prove it. So until they prove it to me, I'm riding with the team that has the experience, has the MVP, and has a chance. Only the problem is they're going to have to go on the road for every single game in the playoffs unless a team behind them can find a way to win.
Yeah, that would be if the Bills Chargers would reopen Highmark Stadium for one more game if we got that AFC Championship game. I like the Bills as well, Ryan.
And that
last
ain't
note
happening.
On this game,
and that ain't
I don't think it's happening either. But just to say, like that would get the Ralph open for one more game if it were Bills Chargers in the AFC title game. We'll do quick hitters on the other two games
there
this
are
weekend.
Two teams.
Yeah, go ahead.
There are two teams out of the 14 that can't win the Super Bowl, in my opinion, and it's the Carolina Panthers and it's the Los Angeles Chargers. So that gives you how up in the air the opportunity is for if you're out there looking for odds too. 12 of the 14 teams have a chance to win the Super Bowl this year.
I said earlier in the show, and we're going to go a little bit off schedule here, that I felt like in the AFC, the Chargers and the Steelers can't make the Super Bowl. Chargers' offensive line's not good enough. I like the Steelers on Monday night against Houston. I don't think they have the offensive oomph to get them over the finish line. You think Pittsburgh could potentially make a deep run here in the AFC playoffs, represent the conference in Super Bowl 60?
Yes, of course. I mean, they can get – I think it could be really difficult to get by Houston. That defense is unbelievable. And C.J. Stroud has figured out how to play within himself in this offense with a defense like that. My only worry is the weather. I've watched him go in the divisional round to Kansas City and Baltimore over the last 2 years and get beat. Are they able to go do it on Monday night in the cold and get that win? I don't see why they couldn't. But Pittsburgh easily could win that football game. And then you got to look and, if the likes, and then you got to look at where they would go. Then they would go to New England, maybe as the number two seed, because if Buffalo wins, you just don't know what that's going to look like. Or do they go to Denver? And I think they'd have a better chance at Denver than they would at New England. You may throw Pittsburgh in there as a less than run, but I think the two teams, plain and simple, that aren't going to are the Chargers because of all the injuries, and Carolina just because of the youth and their lack of firepower.
Ryan, I would love to close, if it's okay with you, with three quick hitters, like 15 to 30 seconds each. Three more to go, like 15 to 30 seconds for the answer. Are you cool with that? A little lightning round here to wrap.
Let's roll.
If the Buffalo Bills lose tomorrow to the Jacksonville Jaguars, should the Bills fire Sean McDermott? 15 to 30 seconds for the answer.
That's so hard. You look at who's won the most over the last 10 years. The Bills are there. The Ravens are there. And guess what? The Ravens just fired their coach. So something has to change, and it's not going to be Josh Allen.
I agree completely with that. Eagles and the Niners tomorrow, Sunday afternoon. Philly is 6-point favorite, total 44.5. You think the Niners can pull this upset, or Philly wins comfortably? 15 to 30 seconds.
I think this number could be in the double digits. Philly, I think, dominates. They dominated at home. It's the worst thing in the world that could happen to San Francisco, who was getting beat last week and now having to go on the road like this.
Ian Eagle, Ross Tucker on the call of that game tomorrow on Westwood One. And then final one, 15 to 30 seconds, Patriots and the Chargers. I know you said the Chargers can't win the Super Bowl. I agree. Doesn't mean they can't beat the Patriots, though. Tom McCarthy, Derek Rackley have the call tomorrow night on Westwood One. Patriots a 3.5-point favorite, 45.5 the total. How do you see that one playing out?
The experience, as you said, is the big problem here for Drake May and the Patriots. They've never been in this position. But for me, it's simply the fact that Justin Herbert has no protection and can't be protected. And if that's going to be the case, they just cannot win this football game on the road.
Ryan, you're the man. I loved when we talked on Radio Row last year at the Super Bowl. I hope we get the chance to do that again. Hope we can talk before Radio Row again in this postseason. Can't wait to listen to you, Jason Panetti, on the call of the Rams and the Panthers later today in Charlotte, our friend Scott Graham in studio for Westwood One. Have a great call. Enjoy the games, and we'll catch up with you in the future.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Excited today. My first playoff game. Man, what a world.
Congratulations, my man. That is awesome for our friend Ryan Leaf. Quick break. Coming up next, best bets, side total, and props for wild card weekends in the NFL here on You Better You Bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in?
Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the Wild Card Saturday edition of You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff with best bets for today in the NFL and some breaking news in the NFL that I will get to in just a moment. Our executive producer today, the great Bill Zimmerman, Grant Leader, our excellent engineer, Max Sheedy, one of my favorites, our video producer, Zach Kroll, the man handling our social. Thank you to them, our outstanding crew, and our one wonderful guest today, Westwood One NFL analyst Ryan Leaf, again on the call nationally for Westwood One, along with Jason Benetti of the Panthers and the Rams this afternoon. We will get to the games in a second, but we have breaking news in the NFL. And for everyone listening to us in Atlanta right now, the Atlanta Falcons have made it official. This is not a surprise that this happened, if you've been following anything in the world of sports, but it is now official. The Atlanta Falcons have hired franchise legend, MVP quarterback, Matt Ryan, as the new president of football operations. So Matt Ryan is going to have final say on everything related to the Atlanta Falcons football team. Obviously, hiring a new general manager, hiring a new head coach, the NFL draft, and who the quarterback's going to be next year. And again, not a surprise that Matt Ryan takes the job. And I have no inside information on who he will hire. They will be interviewing Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak today. Why I think that's interesting is Kubiak is obviously from the Shanahan tree, was you know, John Elway's backup quarterback, and obviously is familiar with the Shanahan offense, right? And Matt Ryan won his MVP award and went to the Super Bowl with Kyle Shanahan as his offensive coordinator. That is very amateur dot connecting by me. That does not mean Clint Kubiak will get the job, just that I think that's a little interesting. But regardless of whoever the Falcons and Matt Ryan hire, and again, Matt Ryan, new president of football operations for Atlanta, whoever the Falcons hire as coach and GM, I actually think is not the most pressing issue that Atlanta needs to figure out. For me, that's what to do at quarterback. We think Kirk Cousins will be back. He can't be your week one starting quarterback, not in my estimation. And you wanted Michael Penix Jr. to show you more this year, and I was a huge Penix guy coming into the year. He didn't show that to you. So maybe Penix is the quarterback next year. And I'm being sincere here. I just, if you're a Falcons fan, I don't know how you go into next year if it's Penix or Cousins and feel really that good about it. Not that they can't be good, just that you wish you had gotten a little more out of Michael Penix Jr. this season if you're the Atlanta Falcons. So again, Matt Ryan, the new president of football operations for the Atlanta Falcons. And with that, let's get to best bets for wildcard weekends in the NFL, which means we need our friend Grant Leader to kindly drop the dope-ass beat. The big boys are about to battle, which means we want you, dear listener and dear viewer, to attach your no-sweat token to a qualifying playoffs bet so you get back bonus bets if you don't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. Rams and the Panthers coming up in Carolina. L.A.'s a 10.5-point road favorite, 46 is the total. It looks like this number is going to come down to 10, not definitely, but that's where we're trending at this moment right now. If I had to bet the game, I bet under 46, but I have the Rams as a money line parlay piece, and I've been teasing that all show. Give me the LA Rams to win with the Philadelphia Eagles to win tomorrow against the 49ers, with the Indiana Hoosiers to win the national championship next Monday night, all money lines. That pays plus 110 at BetMGM. That will be a bet in my account today. So that is Rams, Eagles, Indiana, all to win. So do I think the Rams will cover? Maybe. Do I think they will win? Yes. And tonight, Packers and the Bears in Chicago. Green Bay, a 1.5-point road favorite, 44.5 the total. If we get to tonight and the wind is not ferocious, I will lay the Green Bay Packers, the short price for the Packers to win, and I like the over in the game as well, assuming the wind is not bad. We'll finalize tomorrow's betting card, tomorrow on Countdown to Kickoff. WFAN in the New York tri-state area, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern on Sunday morning, and then I'm back nationally, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow here on Countdown to Kickoff. So those are the sides and totals. Let's give you some props for today with thy royal prop king.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Oh, baby. Some props for Wild Card Saturday in the National Football League. And let us begin with the Panthers and the Rams in thy royal Carolina. I like a couple props. Please gamble responsibly. And for new listeners and viewers, like, I like my prop bets. They are not guaranteed winners. So do whatever the hell you want to do. Just make sure you bet responsibly. Jalen Coker, Tony Montana's favorite NFL wide receiver. Get it? Played almost all the snaps last week for Carolina against Tampa in the game that the Panthers lost. I think he's a really good young player. Ryan Leaf talked about him in the last segment. Coker, over 35.5 receiving yards. I'll also have a small bet, and this is just my opinion here, that as I think the Rams are trying to win the Super Bowl, obviously, right? I think that they're going to integrate Blake Corum in. Blake Corum, their backup running back to Kyren Williams. Corum, over 42.5 rushing yards. Mitchell Evans, anytime touchdown. And for tonight, I'm not overthinking it. I think the Packers are going to win. I love me some Christian Watson. This bet for me is elementary, my dear Watson. Christian Watson, over 56.5 receiving yards, and a beer or pizza money anytime touchdown bet for the Bears. I think you'll see Ben Johnson get creative down by the goal line. Alistair's grandson, Durham Smythe, anytime touchdown. Small money bet at huge odds for the Chicago Bears. And that does it for the Wild Card Saturday edition of Countdown to Kickoff. I will catch everybody tomorrow on Sunday on Westwood One Sports, and check out all the games today on Westwood One. So until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that could help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep. Graybar does that.